sensitive, casual, and mixed conditions. Classification of conditions. A second classification of conditions would either be potestative condition, on which the fulfillment of the obligation depends upon the will of the debtor, or casual condition, on which it depends on the chance or the will of a third person. And mixed depends partly on the will of the other parties and partly on chance or on the will of a third person, potestative condition. This is one whose fulfillment depends exclusively upon the will of either of the parties of the obligation. It can either be suspensive, potestative. This depends exclusively upon the will of the creditor. So, si creditor ang magbuot sa condition. This kind of condition is valid. Why? Because creditor is naturally interested in the fulfillment of the suspensive condition. Since it is only by such fulfillment the obligation can become effective. Meaning, kung ang obligasyon magdepende sa kabubuton sa creditor, valid na siya. Nga naman, kasi creditor naturally manguligta man yun na siya. So kung naaniya kung manguligta ba siya or dili, naaniya kung padayon ba niya obligation or dili. So valid na siya if naa sa creditor ang kagustuhan or kabutun. Example, I will give you 1 million pesos next month if you like to have it. This is an example of a suspensive potestative. Nga naman, magdepende sa creditor. Okay? Magdepende sa creditor kung iya ba ang dawaton, kung ganahan ba siya sa 1 million. Let's discuss suspensive potestative, but if it depends exclusively on the will of the debtor or the will or sa kagustuhan sa nangutang, for example, ang condition ay void. An exception on this one is pre-existing obligation. So what is a pre-existing obligation? A pre-existing obligation meaning that the obligation is there, naanadaan. So pagsugod sa obligation, walay condition, pero tunga-tunga gibutangan na og condition. Dira pwede, allowed na siya. A pre-existing obligation, an already existing obligation and not in its inception. It is only such condition that is avoided as being contrary to law, public policy, leaving the unaffected obligation. Meaning, kung naanay obligation daan, tapos tunga-tunga sa obligation, ibutangan siya condition that would depend exclusively on the will of the debtor. Ang obligation is still valid. Pero katong condition na gipuno tunga-tunga sa obligation, moro to'y tagtangon. Example, I will pay my previous 20,000 loan when I am in the mood. The condition is void, but the obligation is still valid. Kaya kung nga naman kundili day i-void ang condition, what will happen? The creditor will not receive or the creditor will be at the mercy of the debtor. So the creditor will just wait and wait and wait until the condition is fulfilled by the debtor. So we already discussed suspensive, potestative. Now let's discuss resolutory potestative. The condition and obligation is valid even if fulfillment exclusively depends upon the will of the debtor. Valid. Why? The debtor is interested in the fulfillment of the resolutory condition since it is only by such fulfillment that he can reacquire the rights. So example, I'll grant your application, but it is understood that should you fail CPA licensure exam, we will terminate your application. Casual condition. This is one whose fulfillment depends exclusively by chance and or by the will of the person. What's the effect on this one? The effect is the obligation, including such condition shall take effect. Effective gihapon siya. Example, I will give you my iPad if Antonio Trillanes gets proclaimed as vice president. On this example, the condition depends upon the third person or by chance. Actually, by chance, if my vice presidency, Antonio Trillanes, it is not on the will of the debtor and it is not on the will of the creditor. Mixed condition. This is one whose fulfillment depends jointly upon the will of either parties and upon chance or will of a third person. Mixed. Mixed siya sa casual and mixed siya sa potestative. When a condition was not fulfilled, but the obligor did all his power to comply with the obligation, the condition is deemed satisfied. Meaning, kung ang condition kay wagay natuman, pero ang obligor naningkamot na natumano niya, the law says na katong condition kay mura na siya na fulfill or mura na siya na comply. Example, I promise you to pay my debt as soon as I receive funds derived from the sale of my house. Please take note. It is only when potestative condition depends exclusively upon the will of the debtor that the conditional obligation is void.